In his letter to the Philippians, St. Paul writes, "Brothers and sisters, in everything you do, act without grumbling or arguing. Prove yourselves innocent and straightforward, children of God beyond reproach, in the midst of a twisted and depraved generation, among whom you shine like stars in the sky. In everything you do, act without grumbling or arguing. Prove yourselves innocent and straightforward, children of God beyond reproach." You've probably heard expressions like "the first hen to cackle is the one that laid the egg." Sometimes people with guilty consciences are the first ones to tell on themselves when they open their mouths. Or a personal favorite, "it's the empty wagon that makes the most noise," referring to people with empty heads, with nothing to say, who make the most noise and never keep quiet. We see things like that happening all the time. We see it in the news. We see it even on our streets. People in Europe, the Middle East, here in the United States, our own towns. People who are protesting about all kinds of different things. Loud protests and damaging riots. People screaming and shouting in the streets. Lots and lots of noise, drama, overreaction. It really makes you wonder if what these people are causing so much commotion about really have any validity or any truth to what they're arguing for. I'll give you a good example. Last week, a lot of young people from our town went to Washington, D.C. for the March for Life, and I myself have participated in the same march for many years. And there at the pro-life march, what do you find? You find people there coming together for a common cause for the sake of human life and the dignity of human life. So this is a good, true, valid, positive thing. So people are coming together. There's no loud screaming or protest. They walk together. They pray. They sing. Those who make it an annual event see friends that they've made over the years. People are happy to see one another. You see people smiling, people embracing. It's a wonderful thing. It's like a large family of tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands, actually. So you've got this going on. On the side, what do you have? You've got the pro-abortion people screaming and yelling. They're very angry. You can see it in their faces. And they're extremely vulgar. I mean, we're talking very vulgar. It's the total opposite of what you see on the pro-life march. Back in the 1960s, there was pretty much the same thing with the civil rights movement. You had people together who'd come and they would march and they would sing and they would pray in the cause of justice and equality. And you had people going against them doing what? Screaming, yelling, being vulgar, being totally horrible. So we know that anything that's loud, anything that's lewd, obnoxious, or in your face, demonstrates fear and insecurity. The question remains, people who are involved in this kind of a commotion, are you trying to make a point that cannot make itself? Think about that. Are you trying to make a point that cannot stand on its own and make itself? Their arguments are very shadowy and very shifty because their base has no solid ground, no authority. It's untrue. It's untrustworthy. And people could see that in the scribes and the Pharisees and the hypocrites of Jesus' time. That's why when Christ came on the scene, things were altogether different. This was one who spoke with truth and with sincerity and with love. Jesus had authority because everything about him is authentic. The insecurity and fear that comes from the other side comes from the fact that their arguments are built on lies. False prophets, all based on lies. We can say the very same thing for those who engage in insincere speech, people who engage in flattery or who engage in seduction. These people likewise are liars, and the noise comes from their emptiness. In the Gospels, we see it all the time, that the demons make noise, all the time. Shouting, screaming, troubling, unsettling, tempting, disturbing. That's what they do. They're always there attempting to rob us of the peace that only God can give. And Jesus uses one word in the face of all this. Jesus says, silence. Silence. Or in this translation, we hear Jesus saying, quiet, get out of him. It brings to mind that beautiful line from Psalm 45, where God says, be still and know that I am God. And Jesus is, in effect, telling it to these demons. And he says the same thing to us. Quiet, get out of him, know that I am God, not you. Truth does not need to make a lot of noise to prove itself. God rests in silence and in peace. And the Psalms say that. Only in God will my soul find its rest, in him who is my rock and my salvation. Truth does not need all the noise. Truth is quiet. Truth is solid. Truth is self-assured. Truth is of God, and God is love. So we can say that truth and love are inseparable, and they are. Truth and love come from the same source, God himself. Jesus, being God, is truth. Jesus, being God, is love. And Jesus shows us the way to life by revealing the full truth to us in love and teaches us to live lovingly in the truth. I'll repeat that. That Jesus is truth and he is love. Christ shows us the way to life by revealing the full truth to us in love and teaches us to love and to live lovingly in the truth. And to do so quietly, not drawing attention to ourselves, but by giving our attention to him and to one another. Children of God, as St. Paul says, beyond reproach, children of God who listen. Those false prophets that Moses spoke about in the first reading are all liars, full of empty noise with their drama, their overreaction, their cowardice, seduction, and flattery. All these things bring about disturbance. As God promised, because they do not come from him and do what they do on their own will, they will die. They will perish. They are not from God. They are not of God. Like everything that's not of God, they destroy, and in the end will be destroyed. They will perish. In the second reading, St. Paul is calling for chastity. And the chastity that he's calling for in that reading is for everyone. Not just priests and nuns who are consecrated in celibate chastity, but even husbands and wives who use the freedom of sexual power in a holy way, with no lust, with no other idea than to give themselves completely in love to their spouses. But this holy chastity is for everybody. It's about adherence to the Lord without distraction. St. Paul wasn't doing away with marriage. In fact, St. Paul exalts marriage, and Jesus himself did too, making it a sacrament. Marriage is a good and holy thing, and so is celibate chastity. As long as both, priests, nuns, married people, widows, whoever we are, we put our hope in the Lord. We put our hope in the Lord, and we have our reliance on him at the very center. That we seek to please God first, not human beings or ourselves. Always seeking to please God first and no one else. Serving God by serving our spouses, serving our families, and those God has put into our care. It's about love that is grounded in the truth. And of course, the Lord would expect no grumbling and no arguing in marriage. St. John Bosco, an Italian priest who worked with children back in the 19th century, wraps everything up in what he says in his writings. St. John Bosco says, "It is easier to become angry than to restrain oneself. It's easier to be angry and to threaten rather than to persuade. But we should be more persistent in punishing our own impatience and our pride. We should never be motivated by overreaction or by hot-headedness or by stubborn willfulness, but always place ourselves in loving service. We should be ashamed of assuming an attitude of superiority and not of loving authority that's built on truth. This is the method that Christ used with his apostles. He put up with their ignorance and their roughness and even their infidelity. Christ treated sinners with a kindness and affection that caused some to be shocked, others to be scandalized, and still others to hope for God's mercy. And so he tells us to be gentle and to be humble of heart. In everything you do, act without grumbling, without arguing. Act in love, act in truth. Be innocent. Be honest, be sincere, children of God. Listen to the Lord. Listen to your brothers and sisters. Listen and hear them in quiet and peace, the stillness of your mind, your soul. Harden not your hearts, as God would tell us. And in the midst of this twisted and depraved, in the midst of this loud and false generation, be what Christ has called you to be. Shine like stars, shining with the light of Christ.